Australian True Crime is an independent podcast. If you help us, we can continue creating and improving our content. That's our promise to you. To support us, simply hit the follow button on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This will help us grow and ensure you're notified as soon as a new episode is released.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The producers of this podcast recognize the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present, and those emerging.
The following podcast contains content of a graphic, violent nature and is not suitable for children.
Is everyone in this movement right wing? No. Is everyone in this movement Nazi or fascist? Of course not. But if you're sitting in a room and there's 10 of you in there and half of them are, and you don't leave the room, I don't know if you get to say you're not when you actively encourage them at your rallies. They attend your rallies. They take photos of themselves at your rallies. They bring their signs. They're in your Telegram chats. You sharing their content. I don't know. I don't know if you still then get to throw your hands up in the air and go, no, 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 we're not about that.
This episode idea came to me from seeing stuff on my social media about people stopped by police in their cars, but saying to the officers they don't recognise Australian laws. To find out more and to get an understanding about this movement, so to speak, often referred to as sovereign citizens in North America and in Australia, the term that I've discovered is correct is pseudo-law adherent, I've contacted two women I've been following for a while on Twitter. They both live in suburban Melbourne and for almost 3 years have been doing work outside of their day jobs and their family commitments to deep dive and communicate about the different groups that we've been seeing a lot of through the COVID pandemic, starting with the lockdown protests, the freedom rallies, the convoy to Canberra, anti-vaccine protests. There's been a lot. And they're finding out more about all the main players who have positioned themselves as leaders and some who draw hundreds and thousands of dollars in donations from supporters. Soss and Sandy have their own podcast called Tinfoil Tales, which is an in-depth look at this world and the main players in it. And we'll have links in the show notes for this episode. Now, Here's Soss and Sandy.
If you think about when COVID started coming out over and we all got locked down in our homes and it's put everybody online, so then everyone's now sitting online, they're looking at social media. When that was going on, you might have been getting some DMs by maybe a family member or a friend that might have sent you a weird DM about, you know, COVID maybe not being quite what it's portrayed to be. Something's going on with China and all that stuff. And then you might have gone from there to you've got a friend who's now passing on posts that are really odd and getting a little bit annoying. And then maybe you're not quite agreeing. And then maybe you might have ended a friendship and you might have ended a relationship with one of these people.
Yeah. I mean, you both got families and day jobs, right? And this is actually, I guess, an interest slash hobby,
yeah,
if I can call it.
Yeah, just regular people, because all that weird stuff was being shared around. There was friendships ending. We had friends. I've got friends that, you know, relationships could not continue. And so we just started asking, what's going on here? Why? What's happening here? And we've spent the last probably 2 to 3 years really trying to answer that, going, what is going on? And we started off with the Melbourne protests. And then we started looking at the bigger picture and we started looking all over Australia. And then started looking, it's all worldwide. This is a worldwide thing. Every country has its own version of this.
You got to put them yourself in their mind. In their mind, Google can't be trusted because they've been told that. Fact checkers are paid by the government. So if the fact checker tells you it's the truth, then that's how you know it's definitely not the truth. So they're not living in a world that we live in. They're living in a world where their friends don't speak to them anymore, their family don't speak to them anymore, they walked away from their job because they wouldn't take the vax. They exist in Telegram, they exist in private Facebook groups, so all they're hearing is this. They're not hearing any balance, any other voice.
No other and echo chambers.
It doesn't matter what happens. The anti-vax network in Australia is huge, and it's not new, and it's been around for a long time. And they've had movies, they've got a bus, they've had campaigns. So they were there, ready. And then you've got the common law groups, SOFSITs. They've been around for 20 years and they were ready too. And then you had the 5G people and they were around before COVID.
True.
And they were ready too.
And QAnon.
So there was already these groups of people that had been doing this for a while, who saw COVID and restrictions and mandates as a massive opportunity to grow their church.
What's the difference between a sovereign citizen and a cooker, a prepper, who's a proud boy? Who's who in the zoo?
So the way that we see it is while there were mandates and while we were in lockdown, there was a lot of different people at the protests. But then as things start to ease off and people, the vast majority, went back to their normal lives and maybe they got their job back or whatever, those people probably do still have a lingering distrust of the media. They probably have a lingering distrust of government, maybe of science, maybe of healthcare, maybe of Department of Human Services, whatever, which is an issue in itself. But then you're left with like more rusted on, hardcore type people who it's not really about the mandates anymore. It's about all the other stuff that they've heard while they've been in this space. So it's about Epstein Island. They talk about that. They genuinely believe that there is a vast network of people doing horrible things to children. And they're right. This is part of the issue trying to deal with people in it, because some of what they say is actually anchored in some semblance of truth, but then it gets spun away to be something that's just so outlandishly far-fetched that you lose sight of that thing it is that you're trying to address. But now the people who are like rusted on, who are still in it, hardcore in it, are all kind of heading towards this common law, what you would call sort of sit belief,
okay,
that they can just not contract anymore with the government,
Right.
And not pay bills and not pay their rates.
Not recognize, police or government, not schools. They want to have their own communities, don't they?
Yep. They currently are trying to work out how they can set up co-ops where they would be able to buy all of their food so that they wouldn't have to go to supermarkets anymore. Yeah, they have their own ideas for they do have nurses that will kind of work off the books to come and visit you. But our view on it is everyone in this movement right wing? No. Is everyone in this movement Nazi or fascist? Of course not. But if you're sitting in a room and there's 10 of you in there and half of them are, and you don't leave the room, I don't know if you get to say you're not when you actively encourage them at your rallies. They attend your rallies. They take photos of themselves at your rallies. They bring their signs. They're in your Telegram chats. You sharing their content. I don't know. I don't know if you still then get to throw your hands up in the air and go, no, 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 we're not about that.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
So what they believe is that when you are born and you're given a birth certificate, on your birth certificate, it says your name in capital letters. And from that point on, they believe that that is your first contract with the corporation. So there's now two versions of you. There's you, the living being, which is why you hear them say that a lot. I am a living woman. I am a living man. I am a living being. And the paper version of you, which they call your straw man. So they believe that there's you, the person, and you, the contract with the corporation. Which is why they believe you don't have to pay bills, you shouldn't pay rates, you don't need a driver's license, all the rest of it, because it's not you, it's your straw man.
And the corporation is?
The government. Like anything. Okay. Anything.
And the government do that to control you, to make you pay bills and all that stuff.
Correct.
In their new world, like who's going to pay to upkeep the roads and stuff? Like, if you don't pay tax or
don't enter a contract to buy a car.
No, they're gonna pay tax. Like, I think one thing to remember is they're not trying to have no government. They're trying to have their government.
Their own version of it.
That is significant. Okay.
This is where I just want to push it back a bit, is like, why do they believe all this stuff? Is because they've been convinced that this is the way through these people who are making money off them. So take away all the politics and all that. Vaccine hesitant people and all those people out in the streets. Now we're left because the mandates have been pretty much lifted. I think they're lifted everywhere pretty much.
Yeah.
And everyone's kind of gone back to their lives, right? We're not seeing the large protests anymore. The movement has very much died out. So they're trying to gathering their communities. Keeping in mind, these people are now lonely, they're segregated, they've left their family and friends, now they're on their own, they're trying to find their communities. What has actually working and where they're all kind of landed now is My Place. And My Place was started in Frankston. So we had My Place Frankston. They opened up. It's a nice concept. They have a community where they can bring these people who've now been segregated and are lonely and have their these beliefs together. And they do fun things. They do like dance lessons and they have these little markets and it's all anti-vax stuff. It's all their stuff, right?
And like almost like a food bank type things, don't they have that kind of thing?
And yeah, that's right. There's one that's opened up in, it's called Vic West, and they've got a farm and they go in and they harvest their food and sell it to each other and sell it to the community, whatever. That's nice. But when you are being mindful, it's a little bit of a front. It's like getting people in. It's all really cute and nice and all this stuff. But then they've got the sovereign flag on their walls, which is this red ensign flag with six stars. They've got an underlying ideology and common law and conspiracy theories and all this stuff that's kind of underlying in there. And they have people come through that speak to them. And it's these speakers that come in who then sell their scams, sell their common law seminars and their websites and their groups and educate them. And through this, so My Place Frankston has now grown into, I think they've got almost 60 groups now all over Australia. I think Victoria alone has 40, 50 groups.
How many Australians do you think are involved in the movement in some way?
I would say we're left with about 10,000. And I've actually collated all these numbers on an Excel sheet. I've been paying attention to, they all cross over each other. So
Sandy's just talking about My Place members.
My Place. So that's kind of where I wanted to, we're going back into why I believe that, why people like you see in these videos, it's like, well, who's teaching them all this stuff? They're segregated people. They've got this ideology, and that's what makes them go out and do that stuff and pick up a gun, because he was actually probably more fearful of the fact that he was going to be kidnapped, that's what they call, arrested by those officers just then, because they started coming in, and that's when he reacted, right? Because I'm going to be kidnapped, these officers. And you got to understand their views of police and authority is like really doomsday. Like, these people are out to get us. They're genociding us.
People need to get more interested in who their local councils are, what they do, and also when the elections are on, who's running. Like, it's really important because councils manage massive budgets. Like, people don't understand that. They're like, oh, my rates, or you only care about your bin being picked up or a tree you want to get chopped down. Council manages a lot of money. There's really important decisions and services they provide. So, yeah, I'm always like, really get across it.
Thanks to our guests, Soss and Sandy. And we'll have details in the show notes for this episode on their podcast, Tinfoil Tales. And it runs on the feed of another podcast that does work in this world called the Conditional Release Program Podcast. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.
This has been another Smartfella production in conjunction with the Acast Creator Network.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.